is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love when you get to switch things, sir, another time.
I'm Dan, and I despise when you have to switch things for another time.
I'm Alonzo, and I'm okay when you have to switch things another time, and this
is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
Hello, everybody. Happy Monday.
Every time that you mess up, I want to say you, I mean Tracy,
sure,
but mess up on a video switch where you switch to the wrong thing, I look over at you and you give me a look like you shake your head, like you scowl and you just do this. And I don't know if that means it didn't happen, like no, like you're seeing things, or it's like forget about it, or it's nobody cares.
It's a two and three. More of two than three.
Like you,
I'm mad at me.
Yeah. He switched to us full screen by accident instead of the theme. And I mean Tracy.
Of course.
And I looked over at him, he just went. It didn't. No.
So what?
You're seeing things.
He's not mad at himself. He's just disappointed.
That's right. He's disappointed. Boy. It happens to the best of us.
If I made a face every time I was disappointed in myself, it would just be like,
it's going to freeze that way.
Tough sledding there.
Guys, how are we? Another week.
Man, another sequel. Woo. Another Netflix sequel.
Yes. I think we're keeping Netflix in business right now,
and,
boys.
Yeah, that's right. And they would not last without
our last without us watching the Christmas movies in April.
And we are just coasting into vacay after this.
Oh my gosh.
This is this week. This week kicks off our last week before our like year and a half in the wings vacation that we've been talking about taking. So we're doing it.
We're doing it, everybody.
That's right.
Is it Deck the Hallmark next Monday?
No Deck the Hallmark next Monday.
Wow.
Now, me and you and Panda we're leaving our wives and kids here. We're just going, like, to Aruba, right?
Aruba.
Is that what I understand?
Yes, that's exactly what I understand. Listen, we weren't going to do it. And then a couple weeks ago, Alonzo encouraged us at the end of the episode.
He
said, guys, you deserve this.
That's right. So we did it.
Little bro time.
That's right.
Little bro time. Gosh, man, it feels like we were just here doing this. And here we are again. Very excited to talk about it. Princess Switch 2, I had never seen it.
I had never seen it, if you can believe it.
And Alonzo, you have.
Oh, I had totally seen it.
Oh, yeah.
I looking back at last week's episode, like how innocent you were then when you asked, what could they possibly do in the sequel? And I was like, oh, you'll see.
Oh, you got a text from me, Alonzo. I was befuddled. I had hands over my head like this. It was quite something. We'll get to it.
We will get to it. Don't you worry, everybody. We're talking Princess Switch 2, which originally...
Even switchier.
Which originally aired on November...
Double Dutch. I don't know. What's a good... What's a good subtitle?
Switcheroony.
I love it. Yeah.
I love that. Originally aired on November 19th, 2020.
2020!
And it went a little something like this. The movie kicks off with a very fun animated recap that I'm sure is very helpful if you didn't just watch the first one last Monday. Stacy is now the princess of Belgravia and is, judging the baking contest from the first movie. So she's really arrived. Margaret, on the other hand, is preparing to ascend to the throne of Montenero. She's pretty bummed about it. She's not really looking forward to it. And even worse, Margaret and Kevin ended things, seeing as how she was about to rule a country and it was going to be pretty hard. Stacy takes a quick trip to Chicago to check on Kevin, and he's miserable, maybe because his daughter's a different person. Stacy convinces him to go to the coronation, and he says, okay. It takes all of 11 minutes to get to a Christmas decorating montage, which I think is record time.
Yeah, that's got to be early on.
And the crew is helping Margaret decorate the palace for Christmas. We find out that there is a chief of staff named Tony. Tony! That totally seems to dig Margaret, but also isn't upset that Kevin is there. I don't know what to make of him. It's the night of the big party that they decorated for, and everyone's dancing, have a wonderful time, and it's interrupted by Lady Fiona Pembroke. Margaret's cousin, who, and you're not going to believe it, looks exactly like Margaret.
What?
Therefore, looks exactly like Stacy.
Unbelievable.
It's wild. Apparently, Fiona is broke. they rob some guests, but they don't get enough money. And so Fiona comes up with this baller idea. What if I did a switch? I get crowned as queen instead of Margaret. I take all of the royal money. I'm set for life. This is a great idea. Now, Margaret and Kevin, they want to hang out, but she's too busy. Tony's trying to put the moves on Margaret.
Tony.
Then Tony tries to tell Kevin he's only going to hold her back. Get out of here, Kevin. Stacy wants to help her friends get back together. She wants to play matchmaker. And so logically, she says the only thing that will fix this is if we switch.
Again.
So that, you know, I will go and do all the things that Margaret has to do. And then Margaret, everyone's going to think that she's me. So you and Margaret, Kevin, Margaret, they're going to get to hang out with nobody bothering them. It's going to be great. While they're getting ready for their switch, Fiona's getting ready for her switch by dyeing her hair and all of that good stuff. Now, Kevin and Margaret, the real Margaret, just you guys get it. They sneak out, and he's like, I'm worried that I won't be able to live in this life. And she's like, I think it's worth it. And he's like, you know what? I think it is too. They kiss big ones as the snow falls. While out at a pageant as Margaret, Stacy's hanging out there, little after party, and Fiona's two people, Reggie and Mindy are their names, and they abduct Stacy, thinking that she's Margaret. They lock her up at the Pembroke Manor. Fiona steps in just as Margaret, the real Margaret, returns, and Margaret realizes that the woman that she's talking to isn't Stacy. Now, it's at this point that they spend a lot of time figuring out what could possibly have happened. Who is this person?
They get out a bulletin board.
They do a whole thing. It's really something. They figure it out, and they finally go to Prince Edward, who's been mainly absent in this film, and they hatch a plan to go find Stacy. Fiona tells Kevin that it's just not going to work out between them, and that poor guy, man, he's like, you know what, I don't have to go through this again, I'm going home. And he takes Olivia, and they go to the airport. Meanwhile, Tony figures out the truth on his own as Fiona has a tattoo on her finger, so just an oversight. He tells her that he will move up the coronation so that she can become the queen, but I want basically half the money. She's like, okay, sure. The gang goes to rescue Stacy just as she's making an escape herself, so yay, Stacy, you did it. Just as the coronation's about to take place, Margaret and Stacy, they show up, they expose Fiona and Tony, and Margaret throws Tony in jail for being a creep ball, and Fiona is kind of like, sorry, cuzzy. They stop Kevin just as he's about to board the plane, and he and Margaret get married on the spot at the airport. Stacy and Edward remind each other how much they love each other and they're committed to each other, but we don't really care about them this movie, to be honest with you. Margaret is crowned queen, and Stacy's there, Edward's there, Olivia's there, Richard and Amber from the Christmas Prince movie, obviously there.
Yeah.
And everybody's cheering her on, including, you got it, Fiona, who's there in between the police. I don't know, guys. Margaret and Kevin kiss. Everybody cheers them on. And we cheer them on, too, for a third one. And that, my friends, was Princess Switch.
Switch again. You know what I just realized?
What?
Is the third one is going to be Hudgens' mom. But also played by Hudgens. Stacy's mom. They can call it Stacy's mom.
Sure.
And she's in old makeup, but then they have to dress one of the young ones up in old makeup to do a switch with her. That's where they're going in the third one. It's like a Martin Lawrence, like, dressing at Big Mama's house kind of thing.
Why, though?
I don't know, because they have to add at this point. If you're going to do a third one and not add Hudgens's, what are you even doing?
I think it's going to be like The Clumps, where just everybody is Vanessa Hudgens.
Yeah, switch them all. Everybody.
Young, old.
That's right.
Male.
Female. Everybody.
Whatever. Yes.
Vanessa Hudgens plays every character. She falls in love with herself. It's
you know
be
what?
Wild.
She could do it. She could do
she
it.
She could do it.
She's got the chops.
She's got the chops. That's right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll break this movie down with our four segments, and we'll have, I think, a wonderful time
doing
it. I think
all
so.
Right, let's
I feel
shot.
Good about it, but we'll be right back here on Deck the Hallmark. We are back.
Oh,
we're
boy.
Talking Princess Switch 2, even princier incense.
Yes.
Very excited to break it down. We have four segments to do so. We're going to start with a hot take where we each share exactly how we felt about this movie. We're not going to hold back. And I'm going to start with my good friend Alonzo, who is known, and this is true, on his business card it says, will not hold back.
Wow, interesting.
That's what it says. And it's I think it's a really good looking business card, too. It's a trifold. Alonzo, what do you think?
Words to live by. Well, I'll tell you, first of all, to quote Stephen Carell in The 4-Year-Old Virgin, Kelly Clarkson. they thank you. They
that was
play
a good one, man. They didn't call me off guard. Well done. I love it.
Thank you. They play Underneath the Tree under the insane decorating montage, and I love that song.
Da,
and
so da, it really, da, da, da.
It makes that whole moment just really kind of pop, even though, again, like, you have these stately castles of the 17th century or whatever, and just the gaudiest, kitschiest Christmas decorations possible, but whatever. That's just the world we're going to live in here. So I'm going to go with that. I will say that in this movie, the cathedrals and the castles feel more stately and actual what they're supposed to be than the ones in Aldovia. The Christmas Prince ones with the Mick palaces and the sort of half-assed churches. Brand, I can't believe you left this out of your summary. The reason that Kevin doesn't get to the airport sooner is because the cab driver is returning Santa.
Of course.
And Alonzo lied to me last week when he said he wasn't back in this movie.
No, I said I wasn't sure because I didn't remember.
Well.
And so I was like, so I was as delighted as anyone. Like, oh, look, Santa's back.
There he is.
Yes,
magic dude.
Yes.
So Santa feels for sure. That's the extent of my feels.
But again, I guess technically, you know, but he was still going to make his flight. Like, yeah, he just boarded late. I don't know.
Yeah.
Again.
He took the long way.
He took the long way.
If you're that priest in the waiting room where you're thinking like, oh, God, I cannot leave the house without somebody asking me to marry them.
Another airport wedding? Good God.
So, yeah, I loved it. I'm watching this movie and, I'm like, they figured it out. They got to bring in a third one. Didn't see it coming, but that's not the only switching that goes on here. We get an OG switch as well. So great. Man, the castle was dope. And I don't know. I loved it. I had fun. I had fun again. I would say I didn't like it quite as much as the first one, but as far as Netflix Christmas sequels go, it's a good one.
Well, it's better than A Royal Wedding. I don't know if that means it's good. This struck me as the third part of a trilogy. Like, you have a third Vanessa Hudgens. They've clearly run out of other ideas, so they're all switching. It's not good. In fact, it's an easy barometer for me. My wife never watches these movies with me. She watched the first one with me and enjoyed it. And she was like, oh, yeah, I'll watch the second one with you. So we're watching it last night. And she, an hour in, she was like, man, this is just boring. And I was like, yeah, for everything they're throwing at you, once you get past the shock and awe of a third Vanessa Hudgens character in this thing, it seems like it just never ends. And not only that, the entire... this is kind of a wait what, but it ruins the whole movie for me. The entire premise of why the original two switch again is fine if you want to make sure somebody gets to spend time with Kevin. But for them to not tell Prince Edward.
Yeah, I have that on there.
For them to not tell Prince Edward, the only reason they don't tell him, and I'm going to check my notes here, is because they hate him. That's the only thing that could, like, hey, we've told the child, right? We've told Kevin. We've told Mrs. Dalmatian. What's her name? Dalmata? What's her name?
Dalmatian.
We've told her. Should we tell Prince Edward? No, no, no. We want to keep this thing tight, and he's got loose lips. What's happening right
if
now?
If it's between new Olivia and Edward... New Olivia.
And I just, they break this guy's heart over and over again only because they don't want to include him in the circle of people they tell and trust. I don't know how you recover from that. Like, I just, it is the dumbest part of this movie by a mile.
It's not like he and Stacey weren't already having like marital issues revolving around communication. Trust. Yes. Oh, wait, they were.
Yeah. And then there's another chance for her to come clean because he thinks that she's Margaret and she's Stacey. And instead, she just listens to the whole thing, holds back tears and says, I got to go. The movie doesn't change if she just tells him at that point. It's still the same movie. Why wouldn't
you're we... Great speech. You need to give that again to the actual person that it was meant for.
Yeah, or say, hey, it's me, Stacey. I'm really sorry. I love you, blah, blah, blah. Now, we had to switch. Let's keep going. That's all it takes.
Yeah,
it's absurd. So it's bad.
Well, I don't know.
It's better than the Christmas Prince sequels.
Yeah.
For sure. But it's not good. I want to be clear. And the last one I thought was passable entertainment because Vanessa Hudgens is so charming. And this one, like, she's impressive still, but not as charming, in my opinion.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. Time for All the Feels, part of the show where we talk about the feels that we had in this movie. And I'm going to start with Alonzo. Alonzo, feel.
So I was so busy not holding back that I actually got my sections of the show reversed. So everything I said before.
Kelly Clarkson.
Those were, yeah, the Kelly Clarkson part. Those were my feels. So now I guess I have to do my hot take, which is that, yeah, pretty much this was okay, but it's not as fun. I think you're right. That once the novelty of the whole thing is gone, it kind of starts wearing through. And frankly, Fiona isn't different enough from Margaret to be as impressive an addition to the Hudgens, you know, paint box as the original two are, because she's also got a British-y accent. She's also an aristocrat, but she's a trashy one. Like, I think they could have really just gone out of the way to make her like a Scandinavian scullery maid or something. I don't know, like something really off the beam that, like, you would have had to really balance those three. So it was less impressive this time. I like watching Hudgens, but this is definitely, it feels like diminishing returns.
I was sick, but you got to see Scandinavian scullery maid live, from what I understand.
Yes.
And it was one of your faves, right?
I can't even talk about it without getting choked up.
Horde Tour 2004.
The what's it called when you applaud at the end and they come back? The encore.
That's called, yeah.
They did five
encores.
Five encores.
How long was the set before the encore?
6 hours.
6 hours, wow. Man, they're not messing around.
Only three songs, though.
Yeah, no, that checks out based upon the discs that I have.
Yes. All the feels for me, the palace decorations, I loved. Like, when they do the full wide of the outside.
You know what's great is... Alonzo says kitschy, and you say you loved it, and that all checks out to me.
Yeah, no lies detected.
Yeah, that's right.
And then him having the ring with him at the airport.
That
I don't
was
know.
The dumbest thing in the world.
Stop.
How in the world do you have that ring on you at the airport?
He was planning to propose.
You're
going to
put it through security?
He was planning to propose early on.
Oh, do that I? Ring, I think that, I, yeah, yeah, I got it right here.
That ring looked expensive.
Yeah.
I would not let it just sit in the overnight bag. I would keep it on my person at all times.
It did look pretty expensive. I'll give you that.
Did we do it?
I have feels.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Come on,
I'm just
Brand.
So used
I'm
to you
robot.
Not.
Not a robot. You know what's crazy is Alonzo said underneath the tree, the Kelly Clarkson song. Are you all right
I'm fine.
Over there?
It
was somebody else. You'll get it. The song they play at the end of this movie, Under the Tree by Sam Palladio.
I Shazammed it as well.
Is it Sam Palladio or Sam Palladio? I don't know.
I don't know, but he's Edward.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah. Did y'all not know that? That's the guy who plays Edward. That's his song at the end of the movie.
Wow. Well, I really liked the song. I thought it was a good song. And I was like, this is a jam. I like it. And that was my feels. So I have some. You're welcome.
I'm happy you did. I don't want you to feel like I don't want you to have feels. Yeah. I just assume you don't.
Do you have the Scandinavian scullery maid ad read? Because they got a new album coming out. Do you have that? Is it you going to take
yes,
that?
Yes, I do. I have
okay,
it.
Okay, good. All right, great. Just making sure.
No, I Shazammed the song. I saw the guy's face, and he was like looking off to the side, very sort of Mumfordy or something. And then like the closing credits came up, and I was like, I just saw that name, and yeah, that's Edward.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Wow,
you learn something new every day, man. Still a good song, even though it's him.
They were like, we
almost makes up for having nothing to do with
that's
the
right.
movie.
Yeah.
We were like, we ain't utilized him enough. What do we do?
I wrote a song.
Yeah, put it in there. You're a part of this community.
Get that song on there.
I guess we owe you one.
Oh, yes. Anyway. Oh, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. We'll get to the Wait What's here on Deck the Hallmark.
That wasn't me.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. We're
caught
back.
On camera? Wasn't me.
We are talking about Wait What's in regards to Princess Switch 2. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to start with Alonzo. Alonzo, what you waiting and what you whatting?
Okay, so while I think we all agree the decorating montage was fun, and even the decor is a little over the top, you know, it works and it does what it's supposed to do, but there are moments in this movie where the decor is out of control. First of all, let me point you to Margaret's bedroom, where there are not one, not two, not three, but four Christmas trees.
That's right.
In the bed, there's one on either side of the bed. Then there's one over by the window, not that far from the bed. And then there's one in the corner by the door. I wrote down, oh wow, two Christmas trees. And then like, oh no, three. Oh no, four in one room. So
and Brian is over here like, what's the problem?
Yeah, that sounds.
Hashtag life goals. Yes,
that's right.
Sounds like my bedroom.
And then I thought, okay, that's as nutty as this is going to get. And then we cut to the Christmas concert where Stacy, as Margaret, is being kidnapped by Fiona's minions. And there is a row of four sinks, and all of the sinks are surrounded by garland. It's the most insane thing I've ever seen in a public bathroom.
The old public restroom garland sink. You know the kind.
Oh, don't I?
I mean, I was like, okay, movie. Yeah, game recognize game. What is going on here? Very early on when Stacy is judging the legendary Belgravia Christmas baking competition, which has now moved outdoors for some reason, the winner is the mistletoe cake.
Yeah.
And I would just like to remind everyone that mistletoe is poisonous. Please don't eat it. And please don't put it on a cake.
I made this cake out of mistletoe and cyanide. Here you
exactly.
go.
Exactly. Gives it that almond flavor. New Olivia, very disjarring.
Come
very
on.
Disturbing there.
What happened to her?
Yeah, I don't know.
Could they not get old Olivia back? Like, was she committed elsewhere? I don't know what the deal is. Man.
I'm either making what Vanessa's making or I'm not coming.
Okay, we'll see ya.
Bye. Mm. Yeah, look, I watch American Housewife, and I've been having to cope with that, like, all season. They switched the daughter out because, you know, the girl was in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Now she's like, okay, I'm a movie star now. See ya.
Oh, she's great in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. She's really good.
And she was great on American Housewife. But, like, and the new kid is fine, but it's just you're not the old kid, and that's really a lot for me.
And that's where the similarities end with the Princess Switch too, because the new kid is
what are you gonna do? This is just a personal thing. I hate it in movies where we are meant to know that a guy character is clinically depressed because he has grown a beard.
How
like Kevin,
you know how all of us are having hard times right now.
Kevin comes out in that beard. I'm like, oh, are we doing this movie? Can't give him a pot belly because it's Kevin. You know,
no, right. Come on.
That's not happening, but we can sure put a beard on him. All right, fine. And that's the, and then just one last thing at the end when they get married in the airport by the traveling priest who's trying to, you know, get on with group B. He says, I now pronounce you man and wife. I didn't we're not doing that anymore. It's husband and wife.
Man and wife. That's a
man
weird
and
one.
Wife.
And in his defense, it was a last set. He was flustered.
I now pronounce
sure.
You.
He was. He didn't have notes.
Can
I
you imagine?
It.
I now pronounce you husband and woman. Like I don't
there
like
you go.
Man and wife. That I didn't even catch it because I was about to turn the movie off. I had my finger on the power button, and I was like, oh, we still got a scene. dang it, we got a coronation.
Oh, I have a secret confession. I've seen this movie twice, and I never catch the fact that the Princess Switch people are in it.
Oh, my goodness.
I, by that point, I'm so not paying attention.
Did you need, like, a sign with lights?
They had the baby and everything.
They had the baby with them.
I know. I was looking down, so I just Googled it to confirm that indeed it happened. But again, calls back to number one, when she's watching the Princess Switch, or the
Christmas Prince.
She's watching a documentary.
Yeah, she's watching something that actually happened.
It's really something.
That is bonkers.
It is really something. I have a couple. I mean, my first one, Dan, we talked about, but what, like, why didn't they tell Edward?
It's terrible.
Doesn't make any sense.
It's real bad. I'm sorry I took it from you, but, like, it bothered me to the point to where it wasn't a wait what. It was
No,
just a bad movie.
Okay, I have two. I'll move one of these to the what the homework, because it's probably more, I'm sorry, what the flicks. They're driving to the airport, and he's like, that's the exit. And the guy's like, oh, no, that exit's gone because of the flood or something. And Olivia says, a flood in June?
Yes. That can happen.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Like,
in Montenegro or wherever
they
are?
Does it not rain then? I don't know. And my last one is when they come in the airport, and Kevin's like, whoa, what's going on, everybody? And they explain to Kevin what happened. And Kevin asks Margaret, was it really Fiona? And Margaret says, nothing has ever been more true.
Yeah, ever.
What? No, it's just, it is true.
I winced when I heard it. I was watching it. And I went,
nothing has ever been more true. No, it just because it's true doesn't mean it's more or less true than anything else that is true.
Yes, well, it's true.
In the Descartesian sense, I suppose. No,
nothing has ever been more true than the fact that Fiona switched with me.
That's right.
Nothing's been more true.
That's as true as it gets. True bar. That's hitting the top. Ding, 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 ding. That's hitting the top.
True bar.
That's right. Wow, I got a bunch. Early in the movie, they say, Margaret never expected to be queen. And that would be fine if you weren't third in line to the throne. I don't know what you need. Lady, look, you can't be like, I can't believe this is happening. There is a full lineage. Like, there is a percentage chance that this will happen. But I say that to say this. Why can't she abdicate the throne? Like, the reason that it comes to her is because Prince something something abdicated it and just said, I didn't want it. If she didn't want to be queen, she could do the same thing. Now, later in the movie, they say she now really wants to do the job. But at the time, it seems like a minor inconvenience of you just going, no, I don't want it. Pass it to the next person. And they
what
just
if the next person was Fiona.
Oh boy, man, that would be brutal. At one point, Edward says, "I'm sorry, I'm late. Parliament ran over," and I just found that to be funny. There's nothing else there aside from he said, "Oh, you know how Parliament." It's like he was at like a county,
Army.
Yeah, a county. That's right. Army had a half day. He was at county council. No, Parliament ran over. Sorry, I would have been here at 6. Senate ran long today.
They said we could have class outside.
I mean, I just don't understand how that gets by. Speaking of lines that I couldn't get over, and I did laugh almost till I cried, and maybe it's just me, but they capture Stacy and they take her into the bathroom, and then they administer chloroform or some sort of knockout drug. And Fiona comes out and administers the drug, and she's lying on the ground, and she looks at her and she goes, surprise, now it's my turn to switch. Now, that's a bad line no matter what. But she doesn't know that a switch has already taken place earlier in the movie. So for her to say, now it's my turn to switch, is just for the audience.
She knows the two of them did it in the previous movie. She knows that. It's become sort of part of legend.
They established that she knows that those two had switched before in the movie. Did they?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, well, then I'll give it a pass.
I miss Richard and Amber, so don't take what I'm saying as gospel, but I'm pretty sure.
Once again, what's true in the first is true in the second. Mrs. Donatelli just can't show up when she is needed. Does anyone have worse timing than Mrs. Donatelli, who is there for all the unimportant bits, but then somehow just is like MIA, take it to the house. Cannot find her for 20 straight minutes of this movie where she's desperately needed to sort something out. When Fiona's in Margaret's room and Margaret comes in and is like, okay, it's time to switch back. And Fiona's like, no. And Margaret's like, okay, I'm out of here. Why did that happen? Margaret should, like, she's like, I'm going to call the security. Well, if Margaret is Margaret, she should be like, call the security. We'll figure this out right here. Why are they taking your word over mine? I didn't understand why she just was like, ugh, I got to go. Like, why is she doing that?
I think because she thinks that Stacy is freaking out for some reason
and wants to, like, staying in character,
usurp her throne. I don't know.
Even though she has her own throne.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. Everybody, they talk about, oh, I got the wrong one. It's like, no, you actually just kidnapped a crown head of Europe. Like, right. There should be more more consequences for that. And of course, like the Aldovians, another crown head of Europe with no security.
None. No. I did have that written down. The Princess of Belgravia travels with no security. Like, she goes to the States, no security, just rolling around. Can't believe that's the case. I did write this down as well. New Olivia, she comes in hot with one of the worst, like, takes I've ever heard. Her dad is just has had his heart stomped on. Like, no, there's nothing here. It's over. You need to leave now. And Olivia is in the car and she comes in hot with this whiz banger here. Maybe it was a prank. maybe the woman you love was like, got him, and told you to go kick rocks. Like, said, get out of here, I never want to see you again. This is hilarious. I mean, come on, kid.
But in her defense, it kind of was. If you really think about it.
It wasn't a prank. It was
Fiona prank. It was a Fiona prank. It was a prank, just not the kind you think.
Yeah, maybe it was a prank. Maybe the woman of your dreams says she hates you for the fun of it. That's what happened.
Maybe I don't want to be with her.
Yeah, exactly. If that's the kind of humor.
She's committing to the bit.
Yeah, she is committing to the bit. Frank, Edward's guy, bodyguard or whatever, why has he gone full comedy in this movie? In the first movie, he's very serious. And in this movie, he's like physical comedy, karate chopping Mr. Bean kind of thing. Like, I don't know what he's doing. Why is he just a different character in this movie? And then lastly, they have to throw Fiona in jail. They have to throw her in jail. How is she not in jail? She tried to literally steal the crown. And they were like, yeah, your family. Like, well, what is happening?
Well, she is, if you'll notice at the wedding, she is surrounded by guards.
Community service, right?
I guess, but I think also, you're right. Actually, that's true. They say it's a community service, but then when she shows up at the coronation, she is surrounded by, like, you know, prison matrons. So it's sort of like, did they just let her out for the day and now she's going back? I don't know what's going on.
Parliament had half day. I just got nothing. I got nothing there. Those are my white ones.
I love it. Well, let's get to What the Flicks. It's the part of the show where we wonder what could have been. Maybe having given some clarity to the questions that we still have. I'll start with you, Alonzo. What the Flicks?
Well, yeah, my What the Flicks mainly was, why was Fiona not sent to the dungeon alongside Antonio? And then, I think the bigger question is, like, can she be reformed? And is this going to be one of those deals like the jerk face from the Christmas Prince movies where we have to like her in the next movie?
And then Simon.
Simon, thank you. And then who will be the fourth Hudgens?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yes. I have one. What?
Yes.
So what's the deal with Antonio? What's the deal with Tony?
Tony.
So
he works his whole life for the crown.
Is Tony really into Margaret, or was he just in it for...
He was just trying to move ahead.
Okay. So...
He's a climber.
He came up with this plan to take half the money from Fiona very quickly.
Yeah, on the fly.
He had every detail planned out.
Yep.
Has this been something he was just fooling around with for a while?
So that was one of mine, which is his plan... And I want to get this straight, make sure we're tracking here, is he didn't know that she switched till he sees the tattoo. He sees it and he immediately goes, I got it. Okay. You take over. you write a check with the King's bank account, Queen's bank account, to a fictitious charity.
Right.
And then you can take the rest of the money and go off, hightail it to some foreign country, Arizona. Like you can go. And then he's gonna, and I don't have anything. What's he gonna do at that point? At the point to where now he has a check written to a fake charity, what is his plan?
Retire to the Caymans?
But he said he wanted to stick around. He said he wanted to like move up the like I've been like stomped upon too long.
Well, I guess he
How's he gonna get that money? Is he gonna start the charity?
She's gonna get write him a check.
She's not writing him a check. She's writing a check to a fictitious charity.
And then they'll write controls. Her. Right. And he'll get half that
still,
money.
But he hasn't. Remember, he just came up with this. That charity doesn't exist.
Yeah. Well, there's still some.
Okay. You know how you think about what would I do if I won the lottery? And you sort of like have this idea in your head, even though this guy clearly total mooch and climber.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, either I marry the queen or if somebody else comes up with a way to steal from the treasury, I devise a fake 501c3 and then I incorporate in Delaware and then I have an account in the Caymans with no.
So he's already set all that up.
He's got it going in his mind. He's ready in a minute.
You act like
he's playing 4D chess out here. He's just ahead of all of us.
You act like you haven't done the same thing with the company.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
Our company, you have this whole thing planned.
Yeah.
I mean, and I wouldn't be upset.
Danble Jam. It's a
no one will see it coming.
Danble Jam. You just write those checks to Danble Jam.
He's going to launder it through this dry cleaning company that you don't even know he owns.
That's right. Yeah. It's crazy.
It's right next door.
That's right. It is. There's a laundromat right next door. We're good to go.
We did, everybody. Hey. Congratulations. Very, very fun. And we're off next week.
We're off next week. Vacation. All I ever wanted.
After that, is it Alonzo's birthday?
Birthday movie, which we're gonna watch. It is a talkie, from what I understand. It is, what's it called, Alonzo?
It is called The Gathering.
The Gathering
from 1980, I want to say.
Okay,
and it is great, and it is. I'm telling you, Dan, you're gonna be shocked at how much like a real movie. It is.
I'm in.
Yeah, but what am I gonna think?
I think you're gonna. You may get a little teary. No. 1980. We're saying 1977.
Okay.
It stars Ed Asner and Maureen Stapleton, and it is one of my very favorite Christmas TV movies ever made. So I think y'all are going to like it a lot. I hope.
Is it streamable for the folks at home or listening? Maybe to one.
Yes, you can rent it on Amazon Prime.
Love it. Done. Happy birthday to Alonzo. Looking forward to The Gathering and to a week off before then. So I'm
exactly right. Alonzo, do you have any parting wisdom for the gang?
I do. I just want to recommend real quick a show that many of y'all might not be aware of that Daniel and I do here on the Bramble Gem Network called A Film and a Movie. And, you know, one of the things that's cool about the Hallmark films is that they are very consistently female-centric. And this week on A Film and a Movie, we're talking about two of my favorite movies that happen to be directed by women and are about women writers sort of finding their voice in an era when nobody wanted to hear from them. So we are talking about Gillian Armstrong's My Brilliant Career and Lona Scherfig's Their Finest. Both of those films are streaming on HBO Max, so it's very easy to catch up with them. And they are two of my faves. We have the wonderful Kristen Lopez from IndieWire.
She's great.
And the Ticklish Business Podcast talking about those with us. So if you've never listened to A Film and Movie before, this would be a really fun week, especially while these guys are off and you've got some time to kill. Watch those two movies. Catch this episode of A Film and a Movie. I'm really proud of it.
Say Ticklish Business?
It's about old movies.
Okay. Yeah. I was thinking.
You started, like, your gears started going, and you were like, what is this about? It's just about old
relax.
Movies. Yeah, just calm down.
Listen, whatever you're into, man. If you're in the tickling business, great.
Brand won't judge.
Won't judge. No. I won't. But I will be the first to wish you, eh?
Merry Christmas. Deck the Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Is produced by Brandon Gray, set decor by Plum Haywood Mall. For more information on all Bramble Jam podcasts, you can go to BrambleJamPodcast.com. For more information on how to listen to Deck the Hallmark ad-free, you can go to BrambleJamPlus.com.